This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Students fill the commons area at Louisiana Delta Community College. Some renewing friendships, others checking class schedules. A long line leads to a window counter. A banner attached below it reads, Financial Aid. One usual scene not so apparent this year is the suitcase-sized bags of textbooks being rented or purchased by students. Those are being steadily replaced by electronic textbooks. Christy Campbell, a Delta student, is pleased with being able to rent course text online for a couple reasons.
Not having to carry around as much books as we do now. Also, the price of the books.
Campbell is pursuing a degree in nursing. She sees the value of the electronic rental for one of her required courses.
To buy my human anatomy book is $200 and something. To buy it electronically almost cuts it in half. And then to rent it, not just for a semester, but for a year, brings it down even more.
The idea for greater use of electronic textbooks within the community and technical college system was developed into legislation by State Senator Mike Walsworth. It was signed this year by Governor Jindal. The measure calls for the system to ensure that electronic versions of prescribed textbooks and instructional materials be made available to students. Walsworth heard numerous similar accounts of how traditional book costs were affecting students.
My legislative aide down in Baton Rouge, she had a $230 book. When she returned it, she got 10 bucks. I mean, you just hear about this over and over and over.
Delta Chancellor Luke Robbins is pleased the push toward electronic resources will help students through just a single transaction. He says the entire system will be more efficient.
The legislation streamlines the process by which we deal with the financial aid and all that sort of thing for providing those textbooks.
There's no such mandate covering electronic delivery of textbooks for other college systems, but the concept is quickly gaining traction.
More and more types of electronic delivery is increasing. In the last 6 to 8 months, we've really seen a convergence of the technology, the acceptance with students who virtually grew up with electronic and digital media in their cribs.
Mike Trevathan is Director of Auxiliary Enterprises at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He says there's been some discussion by the University of Louisiana system about electronic distribution. Currently, arrangements for textbooks are made between the publishing company and the campus bookstore. He says recent studies have shown as much as 70% of students are not buying traditional text. The opportunity for students to benefit by buying online is matched by the positives for publishers.
The publishers are cutting out that middle third party, and their margins are going to increase. That's what they're trying to do. The publishers are now getting lists of students. They're partnering with the departments in some ways where they can direct market, email, and find these students and give them their books, sometimes second or next day delivery. So we're seeing the delivery modes, the formats, everything is changing rapidly.
Trevathan says the business model of campus bookstores must adapt to new technology and delivery systems. He feels digital stores for textbooks and instructional materials will soon be popping up on campuses.
But even then, we've got a pretty sophisticated order platform that our store has, and students are buying all their gear and merchandise online as well.
For bookstores, meeting technological advancements for students is an evolving process. But for the community and technical college system, it's a process now backed by the state. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.